Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen are vowing to send more missiles into Saudi Arabia unless the Saudi-led coalition halts its bombing campaign. Abdel Qudus al-Shahari of the Ansar Allah group said the missiles are a clear message that we are resilient no matter the pressures the enemy places on us. Saudi officials said they shot down 7 missiles fired at the capital Riyadh and 3 other cities around midnight Sunday, although one person was killed by falling debris. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using Iranian-made missiles. Saudi coalition spokesman Brigadier Turki al-Maliki called the missile threat dangerous for regional and international security. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benham Ben Talablu said there's little doubt Iran is providing the missiles despite its denials.
Iran is giving the Houthis enough to sustain the conflict and bleed Saudi Arabia, but not enough to do decisive battlefield changes. And because of that, the U.S. is getting sucked in, Riyadh is getting sucked in further and further, and the humanitarian crisis is escalating. So if there's anyone being the arsonist here for the fire, it's definitely Iran.
The missile attack came on the eve of the 3rd anniversary of the Yemen conflict, pitting the Shia Houthis against the Saudi coalition backing the internationally recognized but exiled government. Sierra Leone's delayed presidential election runoff has now been rescheduled for Sunday. Julius Maada Bio is the opposition challenger.
We have to work a few technicalities. Really, that is between us and the APC. They still have few concerns, and we have agreed to address those. But nothing should stop us from having an election on the 31st.
Bio faces off against ruling party candidate and former foreign minister Samora Camara. Charges of electoral fraud surrounding the first round led to a court injunction lifted Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced it will expel 60 Russian diplomats, joining other governments in punishing the Kremlin for a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain that London blames on Moscow. It's a charge Russia denies. Raj Shah is a White House spokesman.
We want to have a cooperative relationship. The president wants to work with Russia, but their actions sometimes don't allow that to happen. The poisoning in the UK that has kind of led to today's announcement was a very brazen action. It was a reckless action. It endangered not just 2 individuals who were poisoned, but many civilians, many innocent civilians.
In all, more than 20 countries kicked out more than 100 Russians. Russia's foreign ministry called the expulsions provocative, promising a response. Russia analyst Stephen Fortescue, honorary associate professor at the University of New South Wales, called it a serious development.
In a sense, it's symbolic, but probably has some practical significance as well. If the attention or those people being thrown out are, as everybody stresses, intelligence officers undercover, I presume it will have some severe operational significance.
The double agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter remain in critical condition since the March 4th attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the scene of Sunday's shopping mall fire in the Siberian city of Komaromovo and hit out what he called criminal negligence. Investigators said a public address system had been turned off before the blaze broke out, killing at least 64 people, many of them children. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to report to a Durban courtroom April 6th to face corruption charges involving a multi-billion-dollar arms deal. The National Prosecuting Authority said it wants to charge Mr. Zuma with 16 counts, including fraud, racketeering, corruption, and money laundering. A senior North Korean official Monday called for an end to the U.S.-led international sanctions campaign against his government. Ri Jong-hyuk, member of the Supreme People's Assembly, speaking in Geneva, said inter-Korean dialogue is a trend of the times, and it's time to put an end to what he called the anachronistic anti-North Korean hostile and futile policy of sanctions. His remarks came amid reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have made his first trip to Beijing. Police in Kosovo used tear gas to disperse hundreds of Serb nationalists in Mitrovica, trying to disrupt a meeting on improving relations with Belgrade. Kosovo, once part of Serbia, is trying to complete conditions necessary for European Union membership. A Brazilian appeals court has rejected objections by lawyers representing former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva over his corruption conviction. It means that he could begin soon serving a 12-year prison term. Wall Street rallied Monday as concerns over a global trade war eased on reports the U.S. and China are preparing to negotiate their differences. The benchmark Dow Jones soaring nearly 670 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.